Hey, what's going on, guys? So it's been a while since I've done one of these, but I wanted to go ahead and talk about the OnePlus 16. It's going to be shown to, it's going to be shown to the world today. And I just can't help but feel that it's going to be smoke and mirrors. You're going to see the bloggers talk about this phone a lot different than you see them talk about most phones or most recent phones. Most importantly, the Pixel 3. I feel like when the Pixel 3 came out, these bloggers went fucking nuts. They were scrutinizing the fuck out of it. They were looking at every inch of the phone and trying to find something, anything. For fuck's sake, one blogger, Russell Holly from Android Central, this motherfucker put rice on top of the phone and started bitching about how the speakers were feeling funny in my hand. It was feeling funny in my hand, and it just, I just don't like that feeling in my hand. Well, like, what the fuck? When the fuck have these motherfuckers ever put rice on a fucking phone and bitched about the speakers? I mean, the Razr 2 came out. I didn't see the rice test. Where the fuck was the rice test at? This fucking bitching about the vibration motor and this and that. Fucking trying to find anything and everything. And a lot of people might say, well, Alex, you can't compare the Pixel 3 to the OnePlus 6. It's just not fair. One costs almost $1,000. The other one costs $500, Alex. You can't compare them. Which, okay, that's fair. But in the same sentence, these motherfuckers do compare it. They do compare it. They're like, oh, yeah, OnePlus, is beating Google at their own game. Ha, ha, ha. Pixel sucks. OnePlus is beating the fuck out of Google. And it's like, okay, if you're going to compare the two, then why not have one set of standards? Why not put the OnePlus 6 through the same scrutiny that you do the Pixel 3? I mean, it's only fair, right? Because they won't. Because I guarantee if they put the OnePlus 6 through the same scrutiny that they do the Pixel 3, the OnePlus 6 would, be exposed. You would see a massive list. I mean, you think the Pixel 3's quote-unquote issue list is big. You haven't seen nothing yet. It would be massive. The OnePlus 6 would be fucking a shit show. If they put it through the same scrutiny as they do, the Pixel 3. But instead, they make excuses. They're like, oh, well, Alex, OnePlus, they're a young company, Alex. You can't compare them. Oh, well, Alex, OnePlus is a budget phone. You can't compare them. Oh, well, Alex, Google, and they have like a long list of excuses when it's not convenient for them. When it's convenient, man, these motherfuckers, they talk a lot of shit. They're like, oh, the Pixel sucks. Oh, my OnePlus, they take... they take better pictures during the day than... No, they don't. You know why? Because I've had the 3T. OnePlus 3T. I've had it before, and it didn't live up to the hype. A lot of people were like, oh, man, this thing takes, pictures just like the Pixel. It didn't. It took okay pictures during the day, but at nighttime, that motherfucker went into potato mode. Potato mode being it was grainy as fuck. After 5:30 in the afternoon, you're done. That's it. Don't try to take a picture then, because your shit was going to come out fucked up. Pictures of kids? Hey, y'all need to wait till tomorrow. We need to take these pictures tomorrow, because I can't do it. I can't do it with this phone. And then the 5T, got announced. And it was supposed to be this much better phone. It was supposed to be, it was supposed to fix all the issues that we have with the 3T. Oh my God, this phone was gonna be the fucking Pixel killer. Supposed to be better than the Pixel 2. And so, I gave him the benefit of doubt. I went and got the phone. I paid the $600 or whatever though. Got the phone, same exact thing. Good enough pictures during the day. At nighttime, potato mode. Same exact shit. And then yet people have the audacity, the fucking balls, to compare it to the Pixel. You know, when you can't even take a picture after 5:30 in the afternoon, it ain't it, chief. You're done. You can't compare the two. And you can't say, oh, well, you know, the price. If the price is a problem, don't compare it. You know, because if you're going to make excuse, if you're going to have two sets of standards, then you can't compare the two. If you want to compare the Pixel 3 to, you know, to the iPhone, great, let's do it, you know, because you're holding both of them to the same standards. But you can't compare the Pixel 3 to the OnePlus 6 and then all of a sudden come up with a long list of bullshit excuses for the OnePlus 6. Well, you know, Alex, your own company, you know, Carl, man, he's trying, man. He's trying. You know, he's on Instagram, man. You know, he's trying. You know, he's dressing up. You know, he's cross-dressing and stuff. He's trying, Alex. You know? Nah. It ain't it, chief. So, but, you know, you guys don't have to take my word for it. Go ahead, go get on Twitter. You know, pull up these blogs and stuff. Android Central, Android Police, Android Authority, all these fucking blogs, and wait. Wait for the reviews. Wait for the first impressions and stuff. Because I guarantee it won't be anything like the Pixel 3. I guarantee that if not half of them, most of them, you know, will include some type of excuse. They'll say, oh, well, this camera is good for the price. You know, that'll be your key word right there. When they say good for the price, that'll be, you know, them making excuses for it. Because with the Pixel 3, they didn't say it was good for the price. They were like, oh, man, this camera sucks, this and that. You know, they were looking for the smallest detail so they can just write about it. So, you guys do that. You guys watch, because I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be laughing, too.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.